What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in here on WQAM on this Monday morning. Hollywood and Dan Day along here with you. And it's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. Doug, good morning, my friend. I hope you've had some time to decompress after all this and take a little bit of a look back on the accomplishment here by these Panthers. How's everything, my friend?
Everything is great. I absolutely have. Thank you so much for having me. And, thanks again for having me on the show this morning.
You know, Doug, we spent a lot of time wasted on this show talking about which guys the Panthers would be able to bring back. They brought them all back. They brought the whole group back together, man. How did they do it? How were they able to get the core back together again and get everyone to agree to contracts?
Well, first of all, Bill Zito, once again, he proves that he's always two or three steps ahead of all of us on everything, and just year after year after year has this team in a great situation and a position to compete once again. And I know there's still a long ways before opening night, about 3 months or so. And there's a lot that can happen between now and the start of the season. But as things currently stand coming out of the 4th of July weekend, I don't think there's a team in the National Hockey League with a better roster than the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, plain and simple. I know the games aren't played on paper, but it does mean a little bit more when the roster that's on paper has won what this group has the last couple of years. So right now, this is the best roster in the league. How would Bill Zito do it? I think there are a lot of different layers to it. I think if you look at it through the widest lens, plain and simple, he, along with Paul Maurice and his coaching staff, along with the leadership group in that room, like Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, all these guys, they've helped create a culture of players that really want to be here, plain and simple. Guys want to come down here and play for the Florida Panthers because it gives them a chance to win, gives them a good quality of life. And it lets them be a part of a group that, just like I've said before, genuinely enjoys being around each other and is in a position to compete for Stanley Cups. So they're in a great position to compete. There's a great culture here. That's what's been creative and on top of that, everybody's had a chance to get good, fair contracts. And you look at what Bill Zito's been able to do here. You've got about half a roster of key players who are signed through at least the 29-30 season. So you're looking at about another at least half a decade with almost so much of this group that's that's locked in. And you're talking about names like Barkov, like Tkachuk, like Anton Lundell, like Sam Bennett, who just extended an Aaron Ekblad and Brad Marchand. And again, you go right down the list. On top of that, you look at this group, there's not a bad contract. You go across the rest of the league, and it feels like every other team has a deal that they're hoping to get out from under, hoping that the clock will run out at some point in time, and they're just kind of counting down the days. The Panthers don't have one of those contracts holding them back, so they're in a really good spot for a lot of different reasons.
And speaking of key players, Doug, Sergei Bobrovsky, he is one of those guys that's not totally locked in yet. When is Bill Zito going to have to go to the table with him, and what type of contract can we see possibly being offered to our goaltender?
Well, I'm not privy to those kind of behind-the-scenes conversations, but one thing you can tell just from watching the game, Sergei Bobrovsky is still playing at an elite level, even at this stage of his career. And over the last couple of years, he's gone from potential Hall of Famer to lock Hall of Famer to, all-timer status in a lot of different areas. And, the counting stats are piling up to go along with his two Vezina trophies. He's got two Stanley Cups now. Like I said, I don't think there's any reason to ever be worried about these kind of things. Sergei loves it down here. He's had a great run down here. There's no doubt number 72 is going to be hanging in the rafters sometime down the road just based on what he's already accomplished in a Panthers uniform. And if there's one thing we've learned, whether it be the last couple of years, whether it be going back to when Sam Reinhardt extended or when Gus Forsling extended, Bill Zito's always on top of these things, and he's always looking at things from a long distance out. So there's no doubt that it is, I'm sure it's on Bill Zito's radar down the road to determine how things are going to look. But the biggest thing is going into this season coming up, the Panthers they're set in the goal crease, and they like where they are in that department. Sergei Bobrovsky obviously still on top of his game, but they just brought in a young guy in Daniil Tarasov, who actually comes from the same hometown as Sergei Bobrovsky. He's about a decade younger, had spent a lot of time in Columbus with the Blue Jackets. He's got some pretty high upside, and the Panthers were able to acquire him for a late round draft pick, so kind of a low risk pickup there that is again shored up this Panthers team and given them depth in the goal crease and a position of strength for them once again going into the 25-26 season.
Hey Doug, I'm curious about the Olympics. I know they're coming up in 2026. What do you expect from that? I know they're going to have some of the players playing in that. Is that going to be similar competition to what we saw in that Four Nations thing? I know everyone really enjoyed that. The weird thing about that, though, is that, the players were knocking the crap out of each other. They were really playing in that thing. It didn't have a feel of an all-star game. I imagine the Olympics will be kind of similar, right?
In a sense, yes. I think, for one, the guys who, could have a chance to play in that, they're extremely excited to do so. For a lot of these guys, especially in hockey with how global the sport is, representing your country is a huge deal to these players in the National Hockey League. Even though they're playing, in the greatest league in the world here, to be able to represent their countries in a best-on-best format, this is something that, every one of these guys that has the opportunity to do it is going to be extremely excited to do so. And obviously the Panthers have a lot of guys coming from a lot of different places who are going to have opportunities to do that and play for their teams, just like we saw in the Four Nations face-off back in February. There are some different rules, and we're not going to get into the weeds on that, but there are some different rules as far as the Olympic format compared to what we saw in the Four Nations face-off, which was kind of an NHL event. The Olympic Games are an international event, so there are some different rules there. I don't think we're going to see gloves coming off the face-off and things like that in Olympic rules, because there are some different rules once you get on the ice in the Olympic format. But I would expect the Panthers to be well represented once again. The other difference, of course, the games aren't going to be played in Montreal and Boston like they were here in North America back in February. These games are going to be overseas, and so you might have to get a little bit more creative about how you structure your day if you're a hockey fan trying to consume these games overseas.
Absolutely. Doug, I'm curious, too. You get to go to all the visiting arenas with the team. Is there a buzz when you go to the arenas now when the Panthers come to town? I mean, now you got a team that's going to be going for a three-peat, which is something that's never happened down here. But is there been a buzz when you go to visiting arenas? I know we have it here at home. What's that like traveling with those guys?
There absolutely is. And it's not just the places you'd expect. When the Panthers go to Toronto, when they go to Raleigh, when they go to Boston, teams the Panthers have a recent playoff history against, there's absolutely a buzz. But you find, too, when the Panthers go to Western Conference buildings, where they only go one time each regular season, you felt it last year, and you're going to feel it even more so this season when the Panthers go to some of these Western Conference buildings, especially on a Saturday night or something like that. There is definitely an electricity and a buzz because the defending Stanley Cup champions are coming to town. And now you're looking at a team that's not just a defending Stanley Cup champion, but a team that's done something pretty historic these last few years. There's no doubt in my mind that there are people who are, maybe people who share season tickets with each other in places like Minnesota, like Dallas, like Los Angeles, probably sitting there, flipping a coin over who gets the Panthers game in their allotment this year, things like that. So I'm sure that's a game that's being, I know the dates aren't officially out yet, but a date and opponent that's being circled on everybody's calendar moving ahead. We noticed it the last few years, and you can sense it on the ice, even coming off the year the Panthers won the Eastern Conference and then fell short in the Cup Final against Vegas. And part of it had to do with the Panthers getting hot, and part of it had to do with the way that team played going back a couple of years. When the Panthers went into opposing buildings, people knew that it was going to look a little different than it did a lot of the other nights. So it's been really fun to see. This is a team that gets buzz everywhere it goes, and people are excited for them. We feel that down here in South Florida, but I can assure you, across the league, for a lot of different reasons, people want to see when the Panthers come to town.
Speaking of the buzz, Doug, I was recently in the Pacific Northwest, and with success comes polarization. There were some people wearing Panther shirts, but there was also people telling me, like, you're from South Florida. Man, I hate the Panthers. They're dirty. Do you get the feeling that they've now, with the success, have gotten more fans, but also at the same time polarized people the other way, where they say, like, we're the bad guys of the league now? They're the team that you love to hate.
There are absolutely going to be those kind of fans, and I don't think any kind of attention's bad, honestly. And I know that there are people with different views of the Panthers, and Sam Bennett kind of summed it all up at the parade when he got up on the stage, and in so many words, said that the Panthers, they're going to do what they want, and they're going to play the way that they want and play in a way that makes them successful, and they've been able to do that. A couple of things off of that, and I totally get where you're coming from, Dan. There are a lot of people going back a couple of years that labeled this Panthers team as undisciplined, and it's a totally off-base claim. This team, sure, they racked up some penalty minutes a couple of years back, and sure, the last couple of years they've had some games with some high penalty minute totals. Pretty much when the Panthers play Ottawa, you might get some of that. You might get some 10-minute misconducts handed out that kind of inflate the penalty minute numbers a little bit and make it look worse than it actually was on the box score. But this is really a very disciplined team. Anybody who's watched the Panthers regularly the last couple of years and on these runs to the back-to-back Stanley Cups can tell that this is an extremely disciplined, very mature and the way they go about their business hockey team. So, I understand that those people that believe that are out there, maybe people that don't watch the Panthers every single night. On top of that, we all know, we've seen it throughout sports. I'm sure they're going back the last couple of decades. I know maybe down here in South Florida, not as many people who became fans, but across the country, there are a lot of people who became big New England Patriots and Tom Brady fans because of the success they had. There are also a lot of people that got sick of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots because of the success they had. Going back decades, you've seen that across all the sports. Going back into the 90s, there are a lot of people who became New York Yankees fans. There are a lot of people who decided that the New York Yankees were the number one team on their teams I don't like list. So, and not just Red Sox fans, people from other places. So I think with any kind of sustained success, you're going to get that. But what it does mean is people care about your team. People want to follow your team, whether they like you or not. They're going to be keeping an eye on your team. And when you go to their town, getting back to Danny's question a moment ago, when you go to their town, they're going to want to go to that game. So, hey, any kind of attention is good attention. That means you're doing something on the ice.
Doug Plagans here with us on QAM. He is the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. He is also very involved in the hobby, and I've been teasing this, Doug. We got to talk a little card stuff, a little memorabilia stuff here. First things first, We got to get that Fanatics Fest. We got to get that pushed back, man. Don't they know the Panthers play into late June every year? What are they doing over there, man?
Yeah, that it looks like quite a spectacle. They're doing a heck of a job with it, and they've had it in New York now a couple of times. But basically, a sports collectors convention meets Comic-Con, something that has something for every sports fan. But the way the Panthers have been rolling lately, it makes it pretty tough to be able to sneak up there for that. But it looks like they're doing a heck of a job with it. And I know ever since Fanatics got so heavily involved in the sports card world, part of the goal for them has been to get cards in the hands of as many people. There are a lot of people out there who are sports fans that have never opened a pack of cards before. And, you know, it's an event like that. And I know the card world is just a small part of what they're doing at Fanatics Fest. They truly seem to have something for everything there. But, you know, they are getting cards in the hands of a lot of people who maybe haven't checked it out before.
So June was actually, I don't know if you saw this, June was an all-time month for card sales. $305 million spent on the hobby across the major auction houses and marketplaces. So it was a record month in June for cards, Doug. It's look, the popularity is clearly there, man. And I'm just curious, you know, what are you finding to be the most popular product right now? I know you're pretty locked in on this stuff here. What's the hottest thing right now going?
Well, there are a couple of different things, and I can tell you from the big view and the small view. For one, taking it to the most local scope, I had a table out on Saturday at the Fort Lauderdale Card Show, 2440 State Road 84 at the Roadway Inn in the ballroom, the big meeting room there, first Friday and Saturday of every month, and Daniel and company do a great job with the show there for a monthly show. It's and a local show. It's outstanding. So it was the busiest I've ever seen that show just on Saturday. And based on what people were saying, Friday, even being the evening on the 4th of July, was just as busy. So that right there tells you that at a local level, the hobby is extremely strong right now. And then you look at it from the widest lens. You mentioned some of the figures there, and that's really encouraging because I think a lot of people were concerned coming out of the pandemic. Things got a little wacky as far as some of the card prices and the market and some of what was going on out there. And I think a lot of people probably came in hoping to make a quick buck and maybe didn't go so well for them during that time. But I think a lot of the people that maybe came and went have gone, but I think a lot of people stayed from that time, clearly, and a lot of people are getting into it. And I can tell you the greatest thing that I've seen, and this was something that maybe was a little bit of a concern for me going back 10, 15 years ago, is that young people in the hobby, kids are in the hobby, and they're loving it, and they're interested. And I'll admit that once upon a time, I was a little concerned, were young people going to continue to be interested in this? And maybe at times that was a question, but certainly these last 5 to 7 years or so, kids are getting into it. Kids love it, and there's something for everybody, whether you're in it for, I say it all the time, whether you come into it with $10 or $10,000, there's something you can collect. As far as products out there that are really big right now, I mean, we're right in the middle of baseball season, and that's a lot of what I collect is baseball, and I can speak to it just from having a table over the weekend. People were really into a lot of baseball stuff, and as you can always expect, it's a lot of the hot young prospects, the new guys coming in, Jacob Wilson, Jack Caglione, these guys that are having good rookie seasons, Paul Skeens, but you throw that in with some of the names like Shohei Ohtani and players mm-hmm. like that. I think that's another big thing with baseball is, and I know you guys talk about it from through a lot of different angles, but to have an athlete like Ohtani in his prime right now, and he'll continue to be in his prime, I mean, you're watching a guy who has otherworldly abilities. We use the term generational a lot, but Shohei doesn't come around more than a guy like that doesn't come around more than a few times a century. And to have a guy like that right now just amplifies, the everything from the hobby side of things. Bowman baseball is always exciting. Chance to chase all the young prospects and all the their first autographs and things like that. You've got your regular Topps baseball series 2's out now. Just kind of being the driver, and that's what you're going to find at your Targets and your Walmarts and everything like that. And I know a big time hobby favorite, Topps Chrome Baseball, will be out later on this month, leading up to the National in Chicago. So there are a lot of great products out right now. You're going to start to see some of the first football products with NFL logos, I would imagine, over these next couple of over the next little bit. The rookies with NFL logos, I should say, that's going to be over the course of the summer. But yeah, a lot of the baseball stuff is what's driving it right now, because I think Major League Baseball is in a great place right now, maybe the best position they've been in since the 90s, with the amount of good young players to be excited about that they have.
I'm curious, Doug, I'll leave you on this one. What do you, like, if someone came up to you and they were like, what's a good way to start? What would you tell them? Because a lot of these guys were talking about these younger guys, and I think, like, a really good example is Victor Wembanyama, right? I don't think we've ever seen anyone like Victor Wembanyama. People were paying hundreds of dollars for his base cards, right, at a point there. And it's like, you know, he's obviously, he's got had the blood clot thing, and his cards have come significantly down in value. You can always buy the GOATs. You know, you could buy Mahomes and Brady and, you know, and LeBron and those kinds of guys, and those cards are always going to hold their value. So if someone came up to you and they're like, hey, you know, I'm looking to get into the hobby, I want to start a collection, what would you tell them? Like, what's a good starting point for someone?
Well, I would say the first thing is, what do you like? And I'll expand on that in a moment. Getting back to what you said about, you know, something like Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, he could end up being the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He could be even better. Who knows? He could be something that we've never seen before. But a lot of people don't realize it before they get in. Hype often drives prices up more than actual results. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some Wemby stuff out there that's priced through the roof. But if you want to go buy a nice Hakeem Olajuwon rookie, it'll only cost you about $100-$125. So it all depends on if you want to collect the current stuff, speculate a little bit, prospect, or if you want to go back and collect the classics. I think it goes right to find out what you like. Do you like collecting the greats, the Hall of Famers, things like that? Or do you want to chase what the next big thing might be, knowing that there might be a little bit more risk involved in doing that? How much money are you getting into it with? Are you getting into it just to collect your favorite players, your favorite, you know, pick a set that you like? Do you like autographs? Maybe you can venture toward a product that has autographs in it. You know, do you just collect a favorite team? There's sometimes the pick your team break formats can be great for that. If you just want to load up with as many cards as possible of your favorite team. There are a lot of different ways you can go about it. And you and I could probably do about a 2-hour podcast on this, on where do you start, because there are different ways to do it. But I would say the first thing is, go on, do a little research. It can be a little overwhelming, but and at least before you get into buying things, try to do a little bit of research on what you might be getting yourself into, because there are just so many different lanes out there and so many different things you can do. But the first thing is, find out what you like. And if you're buying a card, whether it be a card that you buy for $5 or $500, you know, if you go into it saying, I'm going to buy this because I like it, take it a step further, are you going to be okay owning that item if it ultimately goes to zero value-wise? It probably never will, but if it did, are you going to be excited to own that? If the answers are yes, then you're probably in the market to buy that item. But yeah, I think it all starts with finding out what you like, whether it's rookies, Hall of Famers, a specific player, a specific team, and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000% on that, man. You never know with these, like the Wemby's an example. How about Wander Franco, who was like the huge card, that was a few years back, right? And obviously we know what happened with those. I will tell you, though, Doug, I find incredible value. If you're listening to this interview right now, odds are you're a Panthers fan. I find incredible value in Panthers cards. I mean, the stuff you can get, the on-card autos, the patch autos, like there's some beautiful cards out there that are attainable. I mean, they're not overly expensive.
Yeah, it's a great way to go about it in these last couple of years. A lot of what drives prices up are hot rookies that maybe we haven't seen on the ice, on the court, on the field that much, but hype around some of these rookies is what drives the price up. Well, the Panthers, if we're just taking it to a hockey perspective, the Panthers the last couple of years, they haven't had a Connor Bedard, for example, driving the prices through the roof from their perspective. So that's why I jump on Mojo Break, is I go to them for my breaks a lot, but they're good friends of mine. But if that's where I sample a lot of the new hockey products, is I jump on and I'll get the Panthers in a break, because a lot of times you can get them pretty affordably compared to other teams in the pick your team break formats, and that's a whole different thing. We're probably saying some throwing around some vernacular here that a lot of folks out there might not totally be following, but the Panthers are a team that are affordable in a lot of the breaks right now. And taking it a step further, you can get some really nice in hockey, whether it's the legends or whether it's current players. You can get some really nice stuff really affordably. SP Authentic is my favorite hockey set. I just think that the cards consistently look so clean, so nice. And I wish, if there was one set that I wish existed in every product every year for everything, it would be SP Authentic, just because the autographs are all on card. The cards are always designed so cleanly, just a beautiful looking set. But yeah, hockey affords a lot of good bargains, especially folks, if you want to go buy hockey cards, right now is the time of the year to do it, because nobody's playing right now. Nobody's on the ice, breaking records or anything like that right now. The dust is kind of settled coming off the playoffs, and you could probably find yourself a few deals right now.
Doug, it was great talking with you. We might have to make this podcast a reality here at some point here. I don't know if Len's listening this morning. We might have to make that happen at some point. But thank you for the time. As always, really appreciate it, my friend.
Always in for that. You just tell me the when and where. But beyond that, thanks so much for having me, guys. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Doug Plagan's with us here, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. We are running very late here. We have to take a pause. Be back on QAM after this.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Thank you to Doug Plagans for stopping by. We'll get into some of that card talk. I'm going to check out that card show at some point here, Dan.
Roadway in.
Yeah, man. Make my way over there and check that thing out. Those card shows have gotten nutty. I told you I went to that one at the convention center. It was mostly Pokemon, which wow. My son was psyched about, but I don't understand the Pokemon stuff. All I know is that I get notifications when stuff drops, and I try to log into these websites, and it never works,
okay. Essentially.
Sounds
like buying sneakers almost.
It is. It is actually. It's gotten very... By the way, I've never won once on that sneakers app.
I won twice. I got the Caitlin Clark Kobe's.
You got the Caitlin Clark shoes?
Yeah, the Kobe ones. Yeah, Kobe 5s.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Do you have an extra like room or like a closet where you keep all your goods for the cards? And
I do. Yeah, we definitely have space for it. We're in the process of moving all the cards in, Dan. But we will have a space dedicated specifically to cards in the new home. But I got back into it in the pandemic. I think it's a lot of fun. It's
kind
something
huge.
You can collect that you like. And they do tend to hold a little bit of value, but I think what Doug said was right, too. Like, if you buy something, be prepared for it to go to zero. And that's, I guess, with anything, right? A stock or a card or whatever, you got to be prepared for it to go to zero.
Yeah.
Because it can happen.
I can understand a card. Like, if it goes to zero and you still like it, but a stock, I mean, if a stock goes to zero.
Well, that's worse, yes.
Yeah, it means nothing to me.
Yeah, like, that's worse. But I think that's like any, I was trying to say, like, any investment.
Right.
I guess can go to zero, depending on how savvy or not. You are. All right, we got to get caught up here. Joe Zagacki is going to stop by at 9 o'clock. And the other reason we're having Josie on is because Hurricanes football starts next month. We are right around the corner from Miami and Notre Dame. That is on August the 31st, if you can believe it. And in 2 weeks from today, I will be setting sail to Charlotte for the ACC media kickoff. Looking forward to doing that. The Canes will be on the first day of that, by the way. They'll be on the Tuesday. And I am going to stay until Thursday to see how it goes with Bill Belichick, man. I got to see it.
See the circus.
I'm going to be there already. I got to see it, man. To see walk around and go to all the radio stations and do the interview. He just seems like an angry person who just is not going to want to do that. By the way, with that being said, too, I don't know how anybody could be a worse interview than the FSU coach, Norvell. Man, that guy, he just does not, maybe just doesn't like doing interviews, or I don't know if he's usually that. That's his personality. I don't want to rip him too bad here, call him dopey, but
you won't.
He's rough, dude. He is by far the worst of them. So I can't to see Belichick walking around, maybe
yeah.
with the girl hand as maybe, his, that'd as
be,
his
that'd
handler.
Be, that'd be awesome.
That would be really funny, wouldn't it? If she's walking, no way. Joe said no way she goes.
I would think not. Yeah,
we'll put our bets down beforehand.
I'll give you 20 imagine. Right now. She's going to go.
I can't imagine she goes.
That to what? To go?
Very, very weird.
To go sit next to, I mean, a guy
I don't
from,
know, man. She clearly has a stake in his interviews and stuff that he does, so.
But, like, to have a guy from, like, Pensacola, Florida's radio station sit next to him and Bill Belichick, I mean,
it's good
know.
For us radio guys. Come on. We want to get the interview with Bill Belichick, and maybe Jordan will say something stupid. Come on.
I'd love it. It'd be great to get Belichick on, obviously.
She'll jump on CBS Sunday morning, but like I said, some guy from Bethesda, Maryland, sitting there.
Well, that's what most of the radio stations are.
That's what I'm
there,
saying.
Like, most of the ACC markets. All right, we do have to take a pause here. We got a bunch of texts coming in, so hit those as well. 305-567-0560. Joe Zagacki stops by in about 20 minutes from now as we continue on here on QAM.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back in here on a Monday morning on QAM. Hollywood, Dan Day, Trevor, Blake, everyone's here this morning. We're rocking and rolling, man. Thank you to Doug Plagans for stopping by. Joseph Gackie's going to stop by in about 15 minutes from now. Canes football starts next month, so we got to check in with Josie and see what's what. And by the way, the basketball team is making some moves too. Not that I know, man. I know it's July. No one cares about college basketball in July. I got you on that one. The NBA Summer League is going. The Heat are hanging. They're hanging.
They got beat by 20 yesterday by the Lakers.
Oh, God. And Dan came in this morning. He was all upset about Yaku Chonis. And Dan goes, he had more turnovers than points. And I don't know, man. That pick wasn't going to save anything. I didn't have the highest of expectations for that. They need to land a number one. I don't know how they're going to do it. Bradley Beal's name has popped up as looks like he's going to get bought out. He can sign wherever he wants should that happen. Now, with that being said, too, I just don't see him being like, I want to sign with the Heat. I like the direction they're going in. That's what I want to jump into. I know he's always been a name that's popped up every time this free agency stuff pops up or trade talk pops up. They go, Bradley Beal. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll come here.
Maybe he'll be our starting point guard.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the answer to all the Heat's problems.
Bradley Beal, Tyler Hero,
and Bam is your big three.
Bam, but you also get Khalil Ware starting in there, and then throw in
Davion. Yeah,
that's gonna sell some tickets.
Look, the Heat have issues right now, and this is not something that they're used to. We started the show saying this, and it's unfortunate for them because they have set such a high standard for that organization. The Miami Heat are still, I know that they've been kind of stuck in this mediocre state for a little bit here, but still one of the premier franchises in all of sports. I mean, they've done a lot of winning over there. So it's
it's tough because, you know, they have expectations every year and they're expected to be good, right? And, you know, they've fallen on some tough times here, which, again, you say tough times, they're still, you know, making the playoffs and the play-in or whatever. So it's not like they've fallen to, you know, they're not the Hornets, right? They're not something like that. They haven't fallen to that level.
Not the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with your boy Zion over there, man?
He had his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to eat himself out of that league unless he gets moved or something.
I mean, man, that's what the thing is. You know, you think the Heat are going through some stuff, man. They're functional. Having a functional team, you take that for granted until you have an absolutely dysfunctional team. And then, whew, man.
Well, we have two functional teams in town, to say the least.
Got one that functions better than anybody.
Well, the Panthers are. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Where a GM is seemingly batting 1,000. Like, the guy makes a move and it just works. Like, you never know. Again, you never know these things are going to work. And I hate to keep going back to this one, but Terry Rozier is kind of a good example of, like, you bring a guy in and you think he's, he played, you know.
Yeah.
I guess he was kind of a looter and a riot. You know,
but
a lot
still,
of destinations,
some skill there.
But, yeah, you bring a guy like that and you're like, all right, he's going to be good. And it's like, man, he has been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, so bad here. And the Panthers, they add Brad Marchand. He ends up being like the reason you win the cup. I mean, like, I don't know, man. This guy Zito is just—he's batting 1,000, and he found a way to get all these guys back. We had Doug Plagans on earlier, and I was like, even he can't explain it. Like, it is amazing. And the one thing that Doug said that I thought was really, you know, telling too, and he's like, the guy's always a few steps ahead, and it's like, yeah, that helps. You look at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are always a bunch of steps behind, right?
Yeah.
They always like get. It's like these things pop up, and you're like, "Did anyone have the foresight to think that this might happen?" Like the Jalen Ramsey thing. Like right before the draft, you know, Chris comes out. Well, you know, we can't. It's just too toxic. We can't have him here. All right. Did anyone have any foresight on this?
Nope.
Like it's draft week. What are we doing? You know, Jonnu Smith. Where's the foresight? Like, the guy wants to get paid. We're in July now. When did that trade go down? Like, the last week of June?
Correct.
And that's what Mike Florio was saying. He's like, this is not normal for teams to have this level of dysfunction in late June going into July. Like, we still have guys that aren't happy, and we're in July.
Yep.
And it might straighten itself out.
I mean.
But where is the vision know that, hey, you got guys that are underpaid that are going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
Why don't we take care of this now?
Do we have
before
an
it becomes
idea?
A thing?
Like Zach Sealer, most likely going to sit into practice. Do we have a contingency plan for
man.
That? No, we'll figure it out.
You can't. Like, the Dolphins are not in a position to be losing starters. You know?
Leaders.
I mean, you lost two starters, and you got Minka Fitzpatrick back. And I'm not going to go back on what I said. The Dolphins won that trade. But that was only because they didn't have any vision. Because they didn't, you know, you signed Jalen Ramsey to an extension a year ago.
Yeah.
You must have known Jalen Ramsey was a whatever word you want to throw in there, right? A pain in the ass, right? You knew that. You gave him the money anyway. And it still didn't make him happy.
Nope.
So you have to move on from him after you paid him. So his value's shot.
Yes.
Then Jonnu Smith pops up. And they go, well, he doesn't want to play on this contract anymore. He should get more money. Yeah, he should. He should have gotten more money. He did. Someone paid him. Pittsburgh paid him. So now the Dolphins lose two starters when you couldn't afford to lose anyone else with the way that this roster is currently constructed.
On a team that went 8-9 last year.
But it's vision, man. The Dolphins are always losing their guys. Right, they never sign their guys far enough in advance. They're always doing this. They're always up against the gun. They're always kind of forced to make these last second moves. And I don't know.
I know
people are gonna text like Bill Zito can't run the Panthers. Not gonna happen. Or can't run the Dolphins. I mean, it's not gonna. He's not gonna run two teams. But the Panthers, like, they have a vision.
And the other guys locked in at 2029, 2030, all that stuff.
Like, you think Bill Zito was like after the season ended was like, oh no. These guys are all free agents.
We got it. No,
I didn't even, realize this was about to happen here. hey, guys, we might need to do some stuff here. We might need to start working these. No, man. Like, they do this stuff in advance. They actually have a little bit of vision, which is like the Dolphins just don't. Texas says Dolphins in free agency, clueless bozos. The Dolphins just never have a vision. They just never seem to have a plan.
They can't read the room.
it seems like they show up to work and wing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, man. It's so frustrating. Like it's so frustrating.
Even after last year, the backup quarterback situation being as horrid as it was, what was our vision for that? Oh, we'll correct it this year. How are you going to correct it? Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers? Like, if that's your vision, I start to wonder, like, seriously, does anybody sit there and say, you'll see, man, Zach Wilson's really, when he's called upon, going to make a huge difference in this league?
Man.
Sean Payton couldn't even. he played a rookie over him and made the playoffs.
My guy, 8251 here. I love this guy. He's always you know, going back and forth this year. He said he had foresight. Nobody wanted to listen to me. And he goes on to talk about his moves. And everyone, like, look, I get it. Everyone's got their own thoughts on what the Dolphins should have done. But the bottom line is they just don't seem like they look past the current moment.
No.
Like, they just seem like they show up to work and they're like, oh, my God, Jonnu Smith. Like, we just saw this on Twitter. Jonnu Smith's not happy with his contract. I just don't get it, how they seem to always get caught with their pants down. Like, it just, I don't know.
You know,
Dolphins vision, because this is the same people that changed the logo. The only thing the organization is good at is real estate and facilities. It's getting to that point.
Yeah.
It's getting to that point where the Dolphins' best deals, best thing they got going on over there is the stuff around that stadium.
The science fair. That's sad.
Everything else that goes around at that stadium. But this thing, Chris Grisham, years ago, he's been mediocre at best. Yes, the Dolphins have been stuck in mediocrity for 20 years.
Right? Sometimes on the lower end of mediocrity, but yes.
And lower end, higher end, whatever end you want to call it. It's been mediocre.
Hence why you haven't won a playoff game.
But that, to me, has been the biggest issue in this whole thing. It's always that the Dolphins seem like they're just so far behind.
Yeah.
Like, they never know a guy's going to be unhappy with his contract. They never know a guy like Jalen Ramsey is going to be pissed off and want to leave. Or, you know, they just never know.
Yeah, it seems like we find out at the same time they do. Like, oh, Jonnu Smith had a great year, wants to get paid. Oh, it's like they're listening to us say it. And, oh, well, really? Oh, I better call Jonnu. Jonnu, what's going on?
Panthers have a culture. Dolphins have a dysfunctional culture, as Texter said here. They screwed the season ticket holders in advance. Mm-hmm. I feel bad, man. Look, because the Dolphins, if you're a Dolphins season ticket holder, and I don't want to claim to know what season tickets cost these days. I have no idea. But I'm going to have to guess at the very least $100 a seat.
I would guess.
Right? I mean, at minimum, I would think $100 a seat. So you're spending pretty good money to go to these games. Not to mention, though, you're spending your entire Sunday.
Yeah.
8 Sundays a year. Well, you lose these international games every year, it seems like, so who knows. But you're spending, what, 8 Sundays a year?
Mm-hmm. And it's not just the tickets.
10, maybe, if you do the preseason. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to buy that one.
They still hose the season ticket holders with the
games. Yeah, they still do. So season tickets go from $1,200 to $5,000, $5,200 per seat.
For the Dolphins?
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's more than $100 a game, right? Yeah.
Cheap seats, $550.
Yeah, so it's not cheap. Essentially, what I'm saying is it's not cheap. And
Rolling the parking, the tailgating, the food, the drink.
I don't know, man. The tickets keep going up in price. The food keeps going up in price. The parking keeps going up in price. But the product stays the same.
Yep.
And something's got to give at some point. All right. Talking about a product that might have people at Hard Rock Stadium excited. Mm-hmm. The Hurricanes, they're about a month away or about 7 weeks away, give or take here. My math's not very good, Dan. I keep saying a month, 7 weeks. It's at the end of August, which is next month.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Keep counting.
6, 7.
There you go.
8, 9.
No, it can't be 9. It's August 31st, Dan. See, your math is worse than mine.
Don't even ask me.
We do have a college football season coming up here. The Hurricanes, they're going to take on Notre Dame in the opener. Joe Z, the voice of the Canes, he is going to join us next on QAM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.